Welcome to Executive Peaks, Dr. Tree.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Sasha. Really appreciate it.
So, Dr. Raman, do you have a morning ritual?
Yeah, my morning ritual starts with all virtual meetings. So that's how, you know, the life has become during pandemic. We're going to need to wake up early and get on with some of the conference calls. But otherwise, my, you know, when the pandemic wasn't there, my morning ritual was to talk to my kids.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
I would say that the best guidance I have received in my career is that you need to understand first who you are before you really focus on what you're going to do in your life or how you're going to do it.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
That's a good one. I would say that I have given people the guidance that they need to start their life with why. Why they exist, why they do something, what's the motivation behind them, and focus on the clarity. Because once they have clarity, they won't need any motivation or inspiration. They will have the fuel to move forward.
What is the biggest misconception about you?
Misconception about me is that I do sometimes come across pretty reserved or an introvert. But when people get to know me, they find that I'm pretty friendly and extrovert.
What is the life mantra you live by?
My life mantra is that we need to excel ourselves. We need to surpass the standards we have set yesterday. And it's not about having a race with the external world or somebody else. It's the race is with ourselves. And every human being must strive for excellence in their life.
What is the most heartfelt compliment you've received?
I recently received some of the compliments, and they said that you are a very good human being. You generally care for people, and you are sensitive to their needs.
I don't think any other compliment can top that.
I would say so, Sasha. Yeah, thank you so much.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
That's a big question. I think we can't separate heart and mind. We come as a package. We are human, and we come as a package. Heart and mind is part of our existence, the way we run our life, the way we experience. So I don't think we need to kind of either distinct or draw a line in between. So we need to kind of come across with the rational logic, as well as we need to look at the emotional aspect, because combination of these two makes who we are. So I would say there is hardly any fight. We got to need to balance both things together. There's no one winner at a given point of time.
So the last time you ignored your gut feeling, what happened?
Last time I ignored my gut feeling, and what happened? That's a good one. I'm going to need to think about that one, but I think there are lots of decisions I made in my life where I used logic, and logic was more driven by my perfectionism tendencies, because I wanted everything to be gathered, everything to be perfect. But as a result, sometimes the decisions don't go okay, because sometimes you're going to need to use your gut feeling and live with whatever you have and make a decision. So I wouldn't be able to kind of recall a specific thing, but I think that's in general, that's what has happened to me.
What is your favorite book to read?
My favorite book is the first book I ever read in my life when I was a kid. And the book is Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Oh, wow. What motivates you to work hard?
I think I kind of mentioned a little briefly that motivation is not something that drives people. I think the biggest piece that drives me is the clarity. Once I have the clarity that what direction am I going to go, what I really am going to achieve, that automatically propels me. I do not need any external motivation or inspirations. So I would say that the clarity, the feeling of clarity, and that I'm actually going to receive a sense of achievement, that drives me and motivates me to move forward.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
In the past year, I think I have done the most courageous thing I always wanted to be a professional speaker, and somehow something was always pulling me behind. As I said, that the perfectionism tendencies, because you want to be somebody, you're really perfect. Finally, last year, I said, you know what, I'm actually going to do, I'm going to try it out, I'm going to risk it out, what the worst can happen. So I stepped into that area, and soon I became a pretty sought-after speaker, I would say. So it was worth taking that risk and being courageous about it.
How would your 10-year-old self react to what you do today?
I would say that my 10-year-old self will tell me today that I am finally doing the things which I was meant to do. I have spent a lot, many years in my life trying to find out who I am. And I think in life, if you can't find who you are, then it's better to focus on what you're meant to be. And that will give you the path forward. So my 10-year-old would see me doing what I was meant to do back then, what I was thinking.
What does your family think of your career?
Family, you meant my wife, spouse, or parents?
It could be both.
Okay. I think they will vary in my view. My wife, she knows that I do a lot of hard work. I keep doing a lot of these different things. But she does not understand what exactly I do. But she knows that someday I'm going to be kind of breaking the barrier or breaking the ceiling to do something really wonderful. My parents, they have always been very proud of me, but they had their doubts. The reason they had doubts were because I was physically disabled since childhood. They had their own doubts how much I'm going to be able to do in my career or move forward.
Dr. Raman, do you have a comfort food?
Comfort food? Yeah, I do have comfort food. Whenever things are not going right, I do resort to those comfort food. And my comfort food is what I used to like as a kid. Those are vanilla cakes, I can name it.
Given your profession, please finish this sentence. Perfection is?
In my profession, the perfection is to be the best. To be ahead of others, to be known that what you can do, nobody else can do. That's how in my profession the perfection is seen. Lately, since I have moved into this professional speaking world, I think in professional speaking world, perfection is being authentic and original. That's how people say, okay, you are there. They don't see you to be perfect, but they know that what you say, it means something.
Very true. What is the last thing you do before you call it a day?
Last thing I do is I put my kid on to sleep, and he doesn't sleep unless I am the one who is putting on him onto the bed. So that's pretty much the last thing for about the last 7-8 years I have been doing.
Oh, wow. And Dr. Raman, are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
The initiative which I have started, that's what you're asking, Sasha?
Yes, or it could be any social causes that you support.
Okay. So I kind of set up a forum. It's called ExpertX. So my goal with that ExpertX forum was to actually set up a learning portal of making the learning, research, strategies, practices free of cost to people so that they can learn how they can learn better, how they can learn faster, and how they can progress forward or achieve their excellence at a accelerated rate. So the reason for that one is that as a researcher, I find that the people struggle to speed up their learning. And today's environment is that people are going to need to learn faster, move faster in their life to gain what they really want to achieve. And I think there is no help available. So I wanted to set up that kind of a forum and learning portal for people to come and learn there. So I have that initiative. It's taking a little bit, so I'm going to progress it moving forward. I think that will be something I will be doing in the long run.
And exactly what do you do and where can people find you?
Okay, so I am a performance scientist. I work on helping to find the research strategies and practices, how people can speed up their professional learning and how they can accelerate their professional performance in whatever they do. And in addition to that one, I am also a training thought leader for a Fortune 500 corporation. And my real focus is on either learning, making the learning better, or speeding up their learning, because that's the foundation to life. And if people are interested to contact me, they can find me at ramankatri.com. That's the website with my name. And there they can find the portal which I was talking about, where they can find a lot of learning nuggets.
Thank you, Dr. Atri, for joining us on Executive Peaks and enlightening us with your wisdom.
Thank you so much, Sasha.